Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is The Bird Show.
Stacey and I are having a bit of a disagreement right now.
Okay, about?
We are. We were out at Krog Bar on Saturday night. And while we were there, we ran into the vice president of the Braves. Is it?
Yeah, he's fancy schmancy guy, Derek Schiller.
Derek Schiller, okay.
He's VP of, I think, marketing and other such important duties.
I believe I've met him before. Card.
He's the president of everything.
He's you can just tell. You know, like there are some dudes that are just confident that you know that they're way up there in an organization. He was that dude.
Well,
right?
He's also 7'4".
Yeah, tall dude.
So he is way up there in the organization.
So physically, he's way up there, and okay. In terms of Braves organization, he's way up there.
Way up there, and I think I've met him before, but he spotted Stacey and I at Krog Bar, and he said, "Has anybody from the Braves contacted you yet about this softball game we're trying to put together?" And I said, no, I haven't heard anything about it yet. And he said he's going to have somebody from the office call me. But it's a celebrity softball game that's taking place inside the stadium.
Cool.
Okay. All right. So let's stop right now for just 1 second and let us reflect. I played baseball my whole life, people.
Right.
My whole life.
I don't know.
Through college, I played a couple of years of semi-pro ball.
This was your sport. Baseball's
this was my
your sport.
Sport. That's my sport right there, right? So to have the opportunity to play that game in a real major league stadium, that would be a dream for anybody that's played
baseball.
Maybe,
you know what? Maybe you should wait. Just given your propensity for injury, you should just try to find the Paralympics and what major league stadium.
No, the Paralympians still kick his ass.
Right now, you're right. So he told me that the game is going to be at the stadium, the TED, man.
When?
The TED at the end of June. Okay, so that gives me a month and a half. And for those of you that are new listeners, I busted my knee and just got off crutches last week.
You busted your knee how?
Playing soccer.
And how long did it take you out of commission?
I'm still out of commission, so I can't answer that yet. But, I mean, I just got off the crutches. It was ACL and meniscus. So I said to Derek, I said, I will be ready. Sign me up.
Dude.
So Stacey, her knee-jerk reaction was, she says, this is like in front of a whole bunch of people, she said, no, he's not.
Oh boy.
And I said to Derek, yes, I am. And we squashed it, but then got into it on the car on the way home. And I said, Stace, you have to understand something. If you have the opportunity to play in a Major League Baseball stadium, you're playing in a Major League Baseball stadium.
You're playing next year.
There may not be a next year.
There's going to be a next year.
Dude, you don't know what's going to happen.
You played softball with Chipper and McCann 6 months ago.
Here's my point, though, is that so I call my physical therapist up because Stacey's like, she's like, you guys, you can't do anything now. You've busted up your knee. Stay home and watch TV and don't do anything. My life is not over here. So I called my physical therapist up, and I'm like, dude, can I be ready for a June 26th game or something like that? And he said he was 90% sure he could have me ready for that game.
That's awesome.
That 90% is close enough to 100 for me. And in a celebrity softball game, you're not sliding and diving and crashing into dugouts and stuff like that.
Most people aren't, but you are.
That's what she said last night again. She brought that up.
I was going to say, when you and Jen played on that team, when was it, a few years ago, and didn't you like dive into third or something? You were like, you know, if I'm going to play, I'm going to play hard, you know, and you were like over the top softball
game. I agree. If you're going to play a sport, then do it to win. That I agree. Mm-hmm. But this was my point to her last night. I don't want to go through this again. So why would I go over the top this soon to get me back in this
position? Can't you be a team manager or something?
No.
No, well, they make knee pads.
Can you play an outfield position?
You got to run in the outfield.
Yeah, you still got to pivot.
You ever stood in the outfield of a major league ballpark?
See, but I think by that time, it won't matter. Like, I'll be able to run fine by the end of June. And then I went back in to my physical therapist, and I said, look, this is the reason why I asked you to play. And he said, if that's the reason, we'll have it ready to go. So I'm going to be ready to go.
There's knee pads and braces. You got it.
Yeah.
I'm on your side.
I'm not going to be diving or anything like that, right? It's not soccer.
Guess what? You went fishing and tore your knee in half.
My knee was already torn almost in half.
Your knee is still torn.
Oh.
It's not torn anymore. It's not torn.
You
know what?
If you do this, you have more responsibility than ever before in your life to make sure you are out of this healthy as you went into
it. Agreed.
because your family, because I think where Stacy's coming from as the caretaker, that's a, you know, it affected everybody around
Agreed.
You.
Totally
so
agree.
That's where she's coming from.
Now, and this is what I can't understand from her side is that I've told her that the last 4 weeks, like I've seen the strain to put on everybody. So why would I sign up for a game where I would put myself in a place where I would do that again?
She thinks that's exactly you're, what you're doing.
What do you mean? Why would you? You are.
I would not have okayed it had I not asked the physical
therapist. Did you
therapist
think your knee was healthy before you played soccer?
My knee was healthy before
at 100%. Then you damaged it. Now it's not at 100%.
He's about to yell, Stacy,
but you can't just
you.
Stop playing sports because you had knee surgery. There are plenty of dudes that go in there.
Wait 1 year. No You're way. Not an athlete.
Damn. I'm stepping over the line. Jeff, don't.
You are going to get your ass
what?
Beat.
To know you, Jeff.
Seriously? Did you just say that?
I mean, I'm
you
saying
just because you Jeff.
Wow.
Oh, no, you
oh,
did.
Hell no.
Oh. I'm talking about professionally.
I mean, Bert is as red in the face.
And now he's angry.
Wow.
Dude, I'm stepping out of the way.
It's like
I'm saying,
I don't care if his knee is working or not. You're getting your ass.
You could
beat
call like
today.
Family members C words, and I wouldn't have been as offended.
Wow.
What I'm saying is, you're not a professional athlete.
That is true.
So you don't play. You're not a league. You're not like in a fast pitch baseball league. You're not in a soccer league. You're a recreational athlete,
which is why I'm telling you. Which is why I can handle this. Okay.
Stop talking, Jeff.
Here is Stacy. Hi, baby. Hi, honey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, baby?
Oh, my butt's numb.
Save that, by
what's,
the way.
What are you doing?
I'm going to therapy.
Physical or mental?
Mental.
Yeah.
Is this a new one since Bert decided he's going to be the next David Beckham / Chipper Jones?
I gave you my word that I would not play in that game unless my physical therapist said, go for it.
I don't really care if he says go for it.
See, that's, I mean, I can't just.
So when would it be okay for Bert to play again?
Next year. Oh, he can play any sport he wants next year.
So he has to wait until January of 2011?
Yeah.
Oh, come on now.
Whoa. That's not unreasonable.
That's not gonna happen. I can't do that. No.
No, because if we get asked to do that Brian McKinn thing again, I'm making him do it.
I'm playing. Yeah. I mean, you
I'm
guys.
I'm out of it. That was easy.
I'm not saying anything.
I didn't say anything. I don't do conflict.
Stacy,
I'm not messing with Stacy.
Stacy has never had a sports injury like this. Jeff has never had a sports injury, so you guys don't
How
have.
How do you know?
Come on.
And how come Stacy gets an injury like this and I've just never had a sports injury?
Come on. So you guys don't know how these things heal and how quickly they heal. I'm telling you, by the end of June, we're good to go.
And for your information, I had a carpal tunnel injury trying to solve Zelda.
Save that, brother.
Save that.
So, baby, I'm telling you right now, I understand how sensitive it is. I understand that this puts you guys out, and I will not play in that game if my physical therapist doesn't say I'm not ready. I promise you that. But this is, you understand? You've been with me 16 years. When you have the opportunity to play in a Major League Baseball stadium, look, they may not even do the game next year.
You do hear everybody in the room, right, besides me.
Jen is cool.
Is telling you that this isn't what you should do.
Jen. No. I said by the fall you would be cool to play in that softball tournament that's at Georgia Tech.
Wendy after, was cool.
Not
after the
baseball. I was cool, but Stacy's on the phone.
I'm not cool.
I promise, baby. I'm not going to play in it unless Mark says
you can't
says it's
make
cool.
the promise that you're not going to get hurt, though.
I couldn't do that anytime.
That's what I'm saying is, what would your therapist have said if you'd gone to them a week before you went out there and tried to bend it like Beckham?
He would have said, go ahead. Your knee's fine. Go ahead. Play.
Right. Mm. So now you know your knee's not fine because it's healing.
It's totally. It's so casual, these things, though.
What I don't understand. Okay, here's the first thing. Is I've watched you play baseball for 16 years, and I know how you play. So there's no way, it's instinct for you. You are not capable of taking the 3 seconds to slow yourself down, to not dive for the ball, or slide into second. You're not capable of that because it's instinct for you. You play the game like a real baseball player.
Yeah.
So you're not even capable of making that decision during the game. You can't do that.
I have turned into that pathetic, overly serious athlete.
Well, we could find video of the McCann event that you did for the Rally Foundation.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you did? I mean, you completely tore your leg up. You had cuts all over your leg.
From what? The baseball game? Or from the soccer?
Yeah. Because yeah. you slid.
Yeah, you were a little Don't intense at that game. We could probably find video. Yeah.
See, and you're the he guy was that, playing second base, and dude was the shortstop.
Is that Andrew Jones? Was the shortstop?
Yes!
We turned two.
And you were
what do you think's going to happen at
two
the break?
And Andrew Jones, how do you not play at your best?
Exactly.
But that's
your. Who do you think you're going to be playing with?
And you're the guy that lets the cup bleed a little.
This is a ridiculous conversation because I don't know why you would want to take that kind of risk.
Baby, are we going to do this right now? I'm telling you right
surgery.
Now.
You just had the surgery. I don't know why you would take the risk. It makes absolutely no sense. And your little argument about playing on a real baseball field will happen again.
Mm-hmm. What I'm
don't
saying?
Act like that's not going to happen.
Did you hear the condescending baseball field?
And you've done it before. This isn't like you haven't played on a real baseball field before in a celebrity softball game.
I have never played in a major league baseball stadium.
You did? Yes, you did.
Where?
You didn't. It was either it was Dallas.
No, I never played in Texas
Stadium.
Yes,
you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
My butt's going numb.
Uh-oh.
And why don't you take some listener calls like you do for everybody else?
Hey, what if we...
okay, hold on. Okay, wait. Hold on. Let me take these. Hold on.
What if we got... instead of doing the baseball game, Bert, what if we did the little... that thing, the Napa Cap shuffle thing that Mark does?
You can race around with the tools.
Yeah.
I am so insulted by the lack of confidence.
Drill!
Does Mary Poppins look so bad now?
Hey, Nikki, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
Good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I think you should play in the baseball game. Right. I've played rugby for like 9 years. I played every kind of sport you can imagine. I've broken so many bones. And, I'm going to play sports till I die. And if that means I'd rather sacrifice, my health a little bit and have fun and live life to the fullest than to, give up the things that I love. So
How old are you?
I'm 35. And I know people that are playing sports like that who are in their late 40s, so.
You have kids?
She's gone. Here is
Stacy, just so you know, when you ask Bert to pick up phone calls, he can screen them.
See, look at you. See, this again is another point against you, because here's Kristen telling me not to play. Go ahead, Kristen.
Okay, let's have a little come to Jesus meeting here. Here's the deal.
Mm-hmm.
The pain that you will be in when you injure yourself is not going to be remotely as painful as your wife having to go through this again, your kids having to go through this again. This is going to be really, really hard on your family. And you're choosing to do this.
You guys are talking to me like I'm drunk driving. It's a celebrity softball game where you go at about 30%.
It's a celebrity softball game with the Braves. Like the example that came up earlier was that you were playing second and Andrew Jones was playing shortstop.
Right. I didn't die for a ball. I just turned two.
And Brian McCann was your team captain. Right. You don't think that's going to happen at the Braves celebrity baseball game?
But that's not a dangerous play. That's not going all out crazy.
Your 3-year-old was so mentally scarred by your knee surgery that he started peeing his pants again.
Mm-hmm. That's a hard one to debate.
Yeah, so you're going to go back and risk it again and get hurt again, and who knows what he'll start doing after that.
Jen wants me to get into a fight so badly. You should see how she's egging me on.
Just got to go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh,
she left. She's pissed.
Uh-oh. Is she gone?
She's angry.
Gone. Well, I don't think
but
you should play the game.
Play
I think you should take up smoking.
In June.
There's one. I'm telling you, if my physical therapist says I can play in the game, then I can play in the game.
I'm not arguing.
There's the
I just peed in my pants.
Save that.
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Hey, what? Dr. Tom.
Oh.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Your surgeon.
It's your surgeon.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, bud.
Okay, now Tom McQuail,
Dr. Tom,
you obviously have enough confidence in the knee that you have constructed that at the end of June, if my physical therapist, also resurgence, credible, says that I can play, I should be able to play in this game.
What game are you talking about?
It's a celebrity softball game played inside the stadium, the TED. And there's no diving, there's no cutting.
When was the surgery?
I don't know.
Listen to his voice. He's disgusted.
Hold on, let me look it up.
He's disgusted at you. It's like, oh, jeez.
But here's what I need to stress is that it's not a soccer game. It's a baseball game. Just running
around. No, hold on. Let me look at your date here.
Why does everybody in your life sound tired of you? Stacy sounds tired of you. Your doctor sounds tired of you.
Do you remember when your surgery was?
It must have been seven, eight weeks ago.
I can probably look it up on our...
Oh, March in June you want to do this?
Stacy's screaming at the radio the date of the...
You take a risk for losing the graft if you do that. You can. It takes about 7-8 months for the bone to grow into the graft.
Yeah.
Oh, on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio right now, dude.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
Hey, Dr. Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Yeah, it takes about 7-8 months for the bone to grow into the graft. So if you do that, you take a chance on that graft slipping. And then you'd have to have another surgery.
We explain to Wendy specifically what you mean by the bones slipping off the ground.
No, that's okay. We're good.
Wendy, do you want to know what we did?
Absolutely not.
Nope.
So if that graft slips, then I have to have surgery again. Then I'm out again for another like 5 or 6 months or whatever.
Yeah, basically, because on the tibial side, really, all the screw does is use friction to hold it in place until the bone grows in. So,
can he be the bat boy?
You can be the bat boy. You can even be the water boy.
So there's just what you really want me to be careful about is cutting on it in any way, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, part of the rehab process, I mean, you can run on concrete, you know, on a treadmill, anything that you know you're not going to misstep, but something like that.
What about, like, wet grass?
Wet grass is an issue, yep.
Or like,
why, are you planning on watering the field before I play on it?
Or like field sand, like, you know, that would be between the bases.
Say again?
Like sand that would be between the bases.
It's called clay, dude.
Yeah, the clay.
Wow.
Red
clay.
Yeah, well, anything, especially when you're rounding the base and stuff like that. I mean, you really take a chance on losing the graft.
Hey, Tom, do you want to play in a celebrity softball game at the end of June? We have an opening.
A slot just opened up. All right, well, Tom.
I probably can't either, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right.
I can't play in that game now. I can't. If he says that I can't play, I can't play.
Tom just pwned you, dude.
Man.
You can
to
be the
play
water
in a Major League Baseball stadium?
Dude, it's
wow.
Done.
Maybe you can there's be like, Stacy
just got
coach.
All vindication. Your doctor said no.
Yeah, next, doctor says no can
next
do.
Next year.
No can do.
If there is one next year.
There will be one. If not, depending on how the Braves are doing, you could possibly play second base.
And think about it. You'll have your reality TV show by then, so then you'll be a real celebrity. I really want you to play next year.
I'm equally as exhausted by you people.
This is The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.